on the bottom of the Teshuvah Amud Aleph. Rav Avin Ovad Ilein Taraya Deshizra. Rav Avin made the gates, doors for the Beis Medrash. Rav Asa Rabmana Legabez. Rabmana came to Rav Avin. Omerlei Chomi my Avodis. So he said, "Look what I made. Look at the tremendous thing that I did. I donated these doors." Omerlei Vayishkach Yisrael Esoseo Vayiven Heicholos. He said, "I knew the pasuk says they forgot the Rabbanu Shalom and they built temples." Lo Havi Bnei Nosh Tilon Biraisa. There weren't poor people learning Torah that you could have given the money to. Why are you wasting the money on buildings? Tani. This is where Takman Charitin learns this. If you run out of money from korbanos, so you can take money from Kodshi Bedekabayis and use it for Kodshi Mizbeach. Like we said, what's it called? That if you were Makdish something Stam, what's Royal Mizbeach goes to the Mizbeach. However, kachim mizbeach you can't use for kachim bedekabayis. Something that was miyuad for the mizbeach has to go for the mizbeach. You can't use it for bedekabayis. When it says vatanin and klishim shematzu botzorich lebedekabayis manichin also vasharnim karem v'dmeim nofim bedekabayis. And which is therefore seen that you can't even take something from one bedekabayis to a different. You can't be mishana from one kedusha to another. So here it says you can take a kli that was for bedek habayis, sell it and use it for something else. Amar Rav Chizkia keini masnis nolishkas bedek habayis. Here it's not using for a different thing. It wasn't given except for the money. So you sell it, use the money for something lishkas bedek habayis to use it for something similar. They're not changing from one kedusha to another. Let's see the Takel Charitin. This is the way he learns it. It's not so easy to fit into the words. There's other ways of learning this, but we're learning Takvim Charitin, so we'll see this. He made the doors for the Beis Medrash. Chami Mayavodis, Maasisi, Zehashar. Look what I did. He's praising himself. Tani Kachim is Beach, Motsina, Saroy Lohen, Mikachi Bedekabayas. Kamoshi Kosov Perik Dalit, Hamakdish Nechosov, Vahayu Behen Dvorim Har Uyim Mizbeach. Person's Makdish is thing, the Bedekabayas, and there were things that were fit for the Mizbeach. So you take them and use them for the Mizbeah. You krivu olos. Afogav is stam hekdeshos for Bedek Habayis. Even though stam hekdesh is Bedek Habayis, you can take something that was fit for Bedek Habayis, if it's fit for the Mizbeah, and use it for the Mizbeah. The Tanina b'sosefta, perakama de tmura, hamakdish tmimim for Bedek Habayis, ain't pol dinosan, elo the Mizbeah. Right? If your makdish carbon that's fit for an animal, it's fit for a carbon to Bedek Habayis, so you're not pol de it, and you don't use the money for bedek habayis, you pull there and use the money for a korban. So you see that you can take from bedek habayis and use for the mizbeach. Ein kotche bedek habayis motzinas haroi lohem mi kotche mizbeach. However, the mikdusha chamur l'tusha kala at the kotche mizbeach gufei os l'shanos k'nisnam b'tmura. However, to take something that was miyuad for kotche mizbeach and to use it for kotche bedek habayis is decreasing its kedusha. That you're not allowed to do. You can't even change from one carbon to another. Kol shekein from a carbon to bedek habayis. Hachi garsinan velo kotche bedek habayis mi kotche bedek habayis. And you can't change from one kind of bedek habayis to a different one. Masnisan hi betmura echad kotche mizbeach ve'echad kotche bedek habayis ein mishanan osa mikdusha l'kdusha. You don't change from one thing to another. You leave that thing kodesh as it is. Upirsha harambam, k'moshein mishanim b'kodshim mizbeach gufein mishlamim la'ola, v'chein lahepach, kein en mishanim b'derek habayis mitusha l'kdusha. B'derek habayis also, you have something that's kodesh, you don't switch it to something else to be kodesh. Uparech v'atanin, you can't do that. You take the kalim that were given, and you are pulled to them, and you use the money for something else. Vasharnim karim is meam nuflim lebedek habayis. Sorry, the mishanim lebedek habayis and karim velochim lebedek habayis mizeh. You change from one thing to another. Mishani keni masnisin lelishkas bedek habayis. Vachi komer. Vashar mashein tzorich lemashehuk tishok ha'es nim karim udmeam nuflim lelishkas bedek habayis. Not that you buy another kli and it becomes, the money becomes now kodesh, that you use it for whatever the tzrachim are of Berak HaBayis. You don't buy another kli with it and change the kedusha from this kli to another kli. Where you change it to something of Berak HaBayis itself. But to change it into money and use it for the repair of the Beis HaMikdash, that's okay. Even change tzorich b'zeh klal, since the first kli, they had no tzorich. There's somebody don't need a rocking chair to the Beis HaMikdash. They don't need it for anything. So they sell it and they use the value, the money, for whatever they need in the Berak HaBayis. The girsas are svarim chaserim shubeshes, and the girsas that we have, he says, is mistaken. Okay. Hadron lech perak eluhin ein amamunim, hadron lech perak eluhin amamunim, hadron lech perak eluhin amamunim. Shloshos are shofros, shloshos are shulchanos, there were 13 shofros, these are pushkas, that were in the Beis HaMikdash, 13 shulchanos, and the Gemara explained what they were for. Shloshes for Hishtachavoyas, they bowed 13 times in 13 different places in the Mikdash. They made Hishtachavoyah, they bowed down. Hayu b'Mikdash. The households of Ram Gamliel and Rechanan Yiskana Kohanim had a 14th place where they bowed. The Heichan Haisa Yisero, where was this extra place? Kineged Dir Ha'etzin. She came Mesoris Biyodim Yavoseim Shisham Ha'aron Nignas. They used to be Mishtacha that Kineged the Dir Ha'etzin. Dir Ha'etzin was a Lishka in the south corner of the Ezra's Noshim. I think it was the what's it called, that they used to store wood for the Mizbeach. And they had a Mesorah that the Aron was hidden there. The Aron was hidden away in the first place of Mikdash, and it was hidden under the floor of the Dir Ha'etzim. So they used to bow there. And everybody else, Bechor should makabel the Mesorah from them. They should have bowed there too. You see from here that one person's Mesorah doesn't help for somebody else. Maisa Bekoin Echot, show you Mesasik. There was a Kohen who was, cutting wood in the Dir Ha'etzim. He saw that the floor, the tiles were not even. He went and told his friend, I think that's where the Aron is hidden. They must have picked up this tile, put it back, and it didn't go evenly. Well, his big Ligmar Sadover, he didn't finish to show exactly where he was talking about. Atshiyotzesme, he died. The Yadu B'Yichu, they knew for sure Shesham Ha'aron Ganus. They knew that that's where the Aron is hidden, and therefore he wasn't able to reveal where it was. Okay. Shlosha Asar Shofros, Tevos Soros Milmala, Rechavos Milmata, Vakumos Keshofer, Kumiforish Bigmara. Right? The Shofros were narrow at the top, wide at the bottom, like a pushka, like the Gemara will explain. Yudgil Mishtachavoyas, and first Gemara Heichen Hoya. The Gemara will explain where these 13, where they bowed towards 13 different places in the Beis HaMikdash. Kineged Dir Ha'etzim, Lishka Shabah, Yinosim Kolat Seyam Arocha, that's where they stored the wood for the Mizbeah. The Yaisim Mitzvah Mizrachi Sfonis, that was in the northeast corner of the Ezra's Noshim, not the south, the northeast corner. Shisham Aron Nignas, Adidei Yoshiyahu, that's where the Aron, in the first Beis HaMikdash, Yoshiyahu Melech, knew the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. That's why they called him Yoshiyahu, that the Rabban Hashem was Meyayish for them already. So he knew that it was only a matter of time till the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, so he hid the Aron. And that's one sheet. The Gemara will see different sheets where the Aron is, but the Aron was what's it called, was hidden by the Dir Ha'etzim, according to this opinion. Shoyim Esasik, Kardumos Malachtum Aslias Ha'etzim. He was hatcheting the wood, right, to take out the wood that had worms, and while he was doing it, he noticed the floor wasn't the same. One of the tiles was higher than the other. The haven mishnistalka misham the husra. He realized they must have taken it away and put it back. So it must be there's something hidden under there. It must be the arm. The yichud bebir. The yichud means for sure. Tani, hashofros halalu akumos hayim. These shofros were crooked, meaning they weren't even. They were narrow on the top. You couldn't get your hand into them. You could put a lot of money into it. Right? Just like any shofar. It has a little, and our pushkas have a little thing so you can't put your hand in, and then it's wide. In order that nobody should put their hand in and make it look like they're giving money when they're really taking money out. So you couldn't put your hand in to take out money. Tani b'shem Rabbi Lazar. Ha'aron gala imayim b'bavel. This opinion is the Aaron went into Galus in Babel. It's not hidden anywhere in the Beis HaMikdash. The Aaron was taken to Babel and somewhere there, Indiana Jones have to find it. The Mai Taima, what's the reason that, what's it called, that that he says that? Says, Lo Yoser Dover Omer Hashem. Ein Dover Elishad Gibros Latocho. Pasuk, the whole Pasuk he brings down over here, says, the Navi says that a day will come when everything in your house and everything that your ancestors saved up will be taken to Babel. Nothing, lo yivaser davar, nothing be left. What's davar? Nothing. Davar is the, what's it called, the dibros, the aron where the dibros are inside. The end of the year, Nebuchadnezzar sent and took all of the kelim to Babel, and together with all the treasures of the kings and the clay chemdas beis Hashem. Which kli is called chemdas beis Hashem, the most choice kli, zeh aron. So you see, the aron was taken to Babel. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish omer bin komo haya aron nignas. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says the aron was buried in its place. In other words, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, under the sela that was there. So it was somewhere. It's buried by Kodesh HaKadoshim. And in fact, according to this opinion, we had before whether the kelim are ma'akev the mikdash. If you can have a mikdash without the kelim, and it seems from over there that the kelim are ma'akev. So according to that mandiyomer, how did they have a second base on mikdash? There was no aron. That mandiyomer would have to hold the aron was hidden. It doesn't have to be in its place above ground. It could be in its place below ground too. So it was there. Hadol d'chsiv vayarichu habadim vayiru roshi habadim el hakodesh el pnei advir. Below Yiru Hachutza says that they put the Badim into the Aron, and they were seen outside the what's it called, El Pnei Advir, but they weren't seen outside. So Manushak see Vayiru Vesviat Amos Lo Yiru says they were seen, they couldn't, and they weren't seen. Elanirin Velo Nir, they were seen but they weren't seen. What does that mean? Bolton Vyotzin Kishnei Dadei Ha'isha, right? They protruded outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but they were covered by the paroches. They what's it called, went into the paroches, and they looked like a woman, the tzura of a woman, sticking out of the paroches. Rabbanan Amre, Belishkas Dir Ha'etzim Hoya Aron Ganus. The Rabbanan hold, the third shita, that the Aron, like the Mishnah says, was hidden in the Lishka, in the storehouse of the wood, for the Mizbeach. That's where they hid the Aron. Maisa b'Kohenech. But according to that opinion, this Maisa was with this Kohen, Balmum, who was, his job was to cut wood, which was okay for a Balmum. She'omin ha'mafatzel eitzim b'lishkas dir ha'eitzim. V'ro'as ha'ritzpa shi mishtana mechavrosela. I saw that the floor wasn't even. Bo v'yomer l'chadero. He went and said to his friend, Bo re'es ha'ritzpa zol shi mishtana mechavrosela. Come and see, something's wrong about the floor. Looks like this tile was taken out and put back. Lo hispik ligmar sadavar shiasen shmaso v'yadu v'biyichud sheshama aron ganus. They realize that that's the place taka where the aron was hidden. Shida taka chadatin mitnei haramoyim shelo yu haramoyim osim es afshim kemetilim l'tocham v'yichud b'mash b'mehem b'nachas. That it shouldn't look like somebody wants to cheat. Should put his hand into the lishka, into the shofar, into the pushka, and make it look like he's giving and he's taking. Easy. I mean, if you wanted to, you could break it open, but it wasn't easy to take out of that pushka. Tani b'shem Rabbi Lazar ein dover. The hatchila nemer kol asher beveischa v'hakol bechlal. Said everything in your household. That's everything. V'lomalei lemer v'lo yo yivaser dover. Nothing will be left. The koy al aron dover means that the aron won't be left. They took the aron to Babel. The chen who omer l'tshuvas hashana Babel, but Tosef the sham nakat la b'shem Reb Shimon b'fni asmo. If you only had the first pasuk, that was only telling what would be. Maybe it never happened, because gzeira ra can change l'tova. So if the Rabban Shalom said it would happen, but maybe it never happened in the end. The second pasuk says it happened. So now we know that the Aram was taken to Babel. But lachein nokat la betosef de mehai kro. Hoki garsina vaykusi vayiyu adiyom azeh. The mashum komo nignas. The mashum, it's there till today in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The cheinu agirsa betosef de. Kusi vayiru velo yiru. Aydi de maisi kro de velo yiru dorishle. Since it said that won't be seen as adiyom azeh, right, we had to say that the Aron was in its place till today. So it mentioned that pasuk, you could see the badim and not see them, so how could it be you could see them and not see them? B'dir ha'etzim hu das chachomin diyum ha'shom. That's chachomin that the Aron was nignas b'dir ha'etzim. Bal mum shen roi lavod acheres. That's what the job he gave him, because he couldn't do any other avod than the Beis HaMikdash. Matzil bodek mitolas. He was checking the wood for worms. U'bababli garsina masliya. Masliya means he was checking them to see that they didn't have worms. K'disnan kol eitz yesh bo tolas posel avodah. Any wood that had worms in it was possible for the mizbeach. The lishkas dir ha'etzim v'roa es misayev rabbanon. So this maisa is misayev rabbanon that the aron was nignaz in lishkas dir ha'etzim. Mishunim chavroseh ha'echom min atablo shoshai shabaritzba roa gavoa michaverto the haven shesilkua mi'akrish nisrasham. One was higher than the other. He realized they must have taken it out, put it back, and they couldn't put it back evenly. So why did they take it out? Must be to hide something under there. Must be the Aron is hidden there. Okay. Tani, Rav Oshia hikish aleha bekornis. Rav Oshia gave an extra added detail to this maisa. He hit the floor with a hammer to try to dislodge the tile to see what was underneath it. The yotza eish v'sarachto. And fire went out and burned him. That's what means yotza nishmasa. Some say it means it burnt the hammer, not it burnt him. He eventually died before he could show him exactly where it was, but the hammer got burnt up. Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Amar, Beis Aronos for you, Mahalchin and Yisrael ben Midbar. There were two separate Aronos. Echot Shoysa Torah Nesuna Besocho. One had the Torah that Moshe wrote and the Luchos. The Echot Shoyu Shivrei Luchos Nesuna Besocho. And one that had the Shivrei Luchos. That's the one that had the luchos and the Torah. It's machlokas and Bava Basra whether the Torah was in the Aron with the luchos or it was on the side on a like a shelf. This man the Omer holds that could be doesn't since it doesn't mention luchos maybe what's it called the luchos for sure inside there. But he also the Torah was also inside. Ha'adohu dichsi the Aron bris Hashem u'Moshe la'Moshe mikerav ha'machaneh. Right, that's what it says. That Aron never moved with him. That stayed in the Kodesh Hakadoshim. Shivrei Luchos and Sunim Besocho Yenichnas V'Yotzim Bohen. The one that the Shivrei Luchos, that's the one they took out into battle. Upamim Shoyim Israim Ohem. And many times it went out with them into battle. But Rabban and Amri Aron Echad Hoya. There's only one Aron, and the Luchos and the Shivrei Luchos and the Torah, according to one opinion, were in that Aron. And both of them were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it never went out with them. Upam achas yotzim bimei eli v'nishba. One time, they took that Aron into battle with them, and it was captured. It was never taken out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. One time they did it. Misayel, kroya misayel rabbanan. The pasuk is a riot to the rabbanan that Aron never went out except once. It says, oy lanu miyatsilenu miyadu elohim adirum ha'elam. Milad lo homen min yomehom. Right, that it's the plishtim, when they saw the Aron coming in the war, they said, who's going to save us from this mighty God? Right, something they never saw before. But if they always took the Aron into battle, then the enemies were used to seeing the Aron. This was something they never saw before. So it's obviously something that had never happened before. Kraya Misayel Rabbi Yudah ben Lakish. There's a pasuk that's Misayel Rabbi Yudah ben Lakish, that there were two Aronos. Vayomer Shol Achiyah Hagisha Aron Hu Elohim. Right, bring the Aron. That's when they wanted to ask the Urim the Tumim. She said, bring the Aron. The says, V'halei Aron b'kiryas Yorim hoyu. The Aron wasn't there. The Aron was in Kiryas Yorim with the Mishkan. Ma avdun le rabbanan Kiryas Yorim when they left the Aron in Kiryas Yorim. So what was the Aron doing there with Shaul on the battlefield? right? My Abdul Mikirishorim Hoya, my Abdul Rabbanan, right? So what did the Rabbanan do with this pasuk? You see that the Aron was with them? Not just that one time that they went out in the time of Eli, but Stam, the Aron was always with them in the war. It must be a second Aron. Shmuel says, no, Hagisha Eli Hatzitz. That the Aron was over here, not referring to the Aron HaKodesh. They had a special box where they kept the tzitz. And they needed the tzitz for the Kohen Gadol to wear when he answered Burim V'tumim, he had to be wearing the tzitz. Kraryei Mesayel Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. There's another pasuk that seems to say, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, that there were two Aronos, and one of them, the one with the Shivrei Luchos, went out to the Milchama with them. Ha'aron v'Yisrael v'Yehuda Yoshin v'Sukkos. Says the Aron and Yisrael and Yehuda are sitting in Sukkos. Mashmah, the Aron was in a Sukkah, wasn't in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'halo Aron b'Tzion Hoya, the Aron was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? So Ma'avdin le'Rabban, what did Rabban do with this pasuk? Seems like there was an Aron not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shach shehu kikiri shadai lo din v'beis ha'bechira. It was, but the Mishkan was called Sukkah because it wasn't yet a full building in the Beis HaMikdash. It was still a temporary building. So when it said the Sukkos, it means in the Mishkan. Okay. The Oel Moed, the cornice, Bavli Agirsa Misasek Bekardumo. He was using a hatchet. Here it says a hammer. But Oel Moed, the Logar Sin and Shenemer of Aaron, the Zah Apostle, the Mapilim Seed, Shalom Rotz Hashem Ali Chosav. Right over there it says, Lo Yomush HaAaron, right? It says the Aaron was in Oel Moed. That's the Pasuk that should be said, not the one we have in the Gemara, the Pasuk where it says the what's it called, when they, after the Meraglim, they said, we're going to go up and we'll be Mechaper what we did. And Moshe said, don't go. And he didn't go with them, and the Aaron didn't go with them. That has nothing to do with the Aaron being in the Mikdash. The Aaron didn't go with them because they weren't supposed to go. The Yotzei Mahem Velogasinu Pamim Hayim Misroya. The Nichnas Mashma Kozvan Shoyu Ben Muhammad. Not sometimes, all the time. When they went to war, they took this second Aaron with them with the Shivrei Luchos. The Lo Hamun Shlo Romi and Mayim. Mashma from the Pasuk, they never saw this before. They never saw the Aaron, the enemies never saw the Aaron come out. If it was something that was always done, they should have known that that's what the Kriya Yisrael does. Upam echad zeh bilvad hu shiyotzo k'rabbanan. So this seems to support the Rabbanan that there was only one Aron and it really never went out except for that one time, so it was something unusual. B'kiryas Yorim, hoya oz ad shelo David misham. The Aron was in Kiryas Yorim until David HaMelech took it to Yerushalayim. Umay hegisha demashma shayushah el akorch beiz Aron osayim. Says Mashman, what's it called, that he said on the battlefield, bring the Aron wasn't there. Must be there was another Aron with the Shivrei Luchos. The Aron, Shayimohem Mechama, Omer Hagisha. My Abdul Rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan do with that pasuk? Hagisha Ve'elai Hatzitz, Yesh Meforshim, the Aron, Koi Al Aron Shehatzitz Munafor. There was a box that they kept the tzitz in. That Aron, not the real Aron. So the real Aron was in the Mishkan, there was only one Aron. B'tzion Haya, the Eich Omer V'Haron Yoshe B'Sukos, El Al Korchach, the Beis Aronos Haya, the Ha'aron, the Milchama, Ka'amar, was in the Sukkah. Mar says, no, the Rabbanan learned, Shalom B'Kiri Goras, Shadayin Lo Nivna Beis HaMikdash, Vaya Ba'ohel, the Shadayin Lo Haya Ha'aron, the Bayis, Hich Mir Uri Al Atzma, that the Aron was not in its proper place, therefore he didn't go and live with his wife. So, but it's, that's what it says, B'Sukos. B'Sukos means the Aron is not in its yet its final resting place, which will be in a building in the Beis HaMikdash, still in a temporary place, therefore what's it called, it's not proper that what's it called that I live with my wife in a time of a war or whatever. Okay, but it doesn't mean that the Aron was in a sukkah mamish. It means it was in a something that was compared to a sukkah compared to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay.